like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Makki Madani Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that Whosoever recites 1,000 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, that person shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this wonderful and beautiful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle. This is episode number 3 in which we'll be talking about building a relationship with the Holy Quran. In the first one, we talked about the power of intention in the daily life. And then we moved on to how to start our day the Sunnah way or how to move along our day the Sunnah way. And inshallah, in the future with more episodes, we'll be learning about the art of gratitude and the importance of patience. Of being patient, how can one remove anger and many more things. Basically, in short, how can one live his life according to Islam? Keys to an Islamic lifestyle. And today we'll be learning our third episode, building a relationship with the Holy Quran. Firstly, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the ability to look at the Quran, to see the Quran. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing this nation with the Holy Quran, such a great and auspicious book, the greatest among all the books that were revealed and revealed upon the greatest of the holy of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqaidu jahan nabiyyin wa nabiyyin paak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the greatest book revealed upon the greatest Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and given to the greatest nation among all previous nations. Now, to be very blunt or to be very clear, I want this to penetrate our hearts. Every Muslim or most Muslims owns the Holy Quran in the sense that every Muslim or most Muslims have the Sahifa or have the Holy Quran at their homes, in their rooms, in their shops, in the place they work, in their business, in their phones. Many respect it. Alhamdulillah, all Muslims love the Quran. We all respect the Quran. We kiss the Quran. We have love for the Quran. But less fortunately, not everyone recites the Holy Quran. Very few people have a relationship with the Holy Quran. The Quran itself explains about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين O people, indeed there has come to you sincere advice from your Lord and a cure for what is in the chests and guidance and mercy for the believers. Allah does not say information has come to you. Allah says advice from your Lord has come to you. Not instruction, advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come to us. He does not say entertainment. He says the cure for what is in the chests. He says the healing of the hearts. What are the things that heal the hearts has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Now, what diseases are there of the hearts? There's anxiety, there's anger, there's pride, there's jealousy, there's anger. And one of the also disease I can say is emptiness, where a person feels lost in life. All of these are heart diseases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly claims the Quran treats them. He claims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that there is a cure for whatever is in the hearts, and that cure is the Holy Quran. A question arises, and I want my wonderful dearest viewers of Madan Channel to realize and reflect. If the cure exists, it does, the Holy Quran. But let's put it like this. If the cure exists, why are hearts still sick? The cure exists, yet there are still some hearts that are not cured. There's a lot of pain and sorrow and diseases in that heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. An auspicious book which we have sent down to you that people may reflect upon its verses, and the intelligent may attain advice. Advice. Again, Allah is talking that the Holy Quran is an advice to the believers and to the people of this dunya. Reflection means stopping. People may reflect upon its verses. You may stop upon it, maybe ponder upon it, maybe think about it. That what does this mean for me? Allah says, perform salah. What does it mean for me that I need to perform my salah? Allah says, keep fast. What does it mean to me that I should keep fast when it becomes necessary upon me? And many more examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly talks to the people and teaches them, gives them advice. You want your hearts to be pure? Read the Holy Quran. You want your problems to go away? Read the Holy Quran. The Quran was never meant to be rushed through. Just reading from Surah Fatiha, Alhamd, until Nas. Just reading without understanding, with rushing and mispronouncing the words. No. To build the relationship with the Holy Quran, we have to read it with understanding. We have to read it while understanding what is this great book and word of Allah trying to tell me, advise me, teach me. What diseases is it curing from my heart, from my soul? Just one ayah. Remember, as I mentioned, that it is not meant to be rushed through. It was meant to enter our chests and enter our hearts. One ayah, one lesson, one action can change your entire life. When a person reads the Holy Quran and does not understand it, gets reward, gets blessings, definitely, because he's reading the word of Allah. But the one who reads and understands the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers countless of mercies upon that person. Because he's not only reading the word of Allah, he is putting the effort to open the tafasir, the explanation of the Holy Quran, and try to understand. That is building a strong relationship with the Holy Quran. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, recitation without reflection builds sound, but reflection builds a change in one's heart. A person changes. When you read the Holy Quran and learn about Jahannam, when you read the Holy Quran and read about Jahannam, and you try and understand, open the books of translation, Kam Suleiman, open the Tafsir, Khazanul Irfan, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, and you read through it, that Allah Azawajal mentioned this punishment in the glorious Quran, but how severe is that punishment going to be? For whom is that punishment? When will it take place? It starts bringing fear in one's heart. That's when we build a connection and a relationship with the Holy Quran. Because we took our time to understand what Quran is telling us. Subhanallah, it is Quran, the word of Allah, the one that Quran revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And through his beloved words and his mouth, we learnt Quran from him, meaning the Sahaba, and like this, from chain by chain, we learnt it like this from our teachers until Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is Quran? It is the word of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is advice from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is a teaching from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions this in the glorious Quran, and with a painful heart, with a sorrowful heart, this implies on many Muslims of this age and time. Allah says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O my Lord, indeed my nation has made this Quran something undesirable. Allahu Akbar. That same Quran that was revealed for advice to cure the diseases of the heart, that same Quran, people are putting it in their shelves and is collecting dust. They put the covers on it. When you look, the covers are becoming full of dust. Once in a blue moon, the Quran is being opened. We only open Quran during Ramadan. May Allah protect us. Some people don't even open the Quran in Ramadan as well. So many months, many years passed, we didn't even look at the Sahifa of the Holy Quran. We didn't even look at the words of the Holy Quran. We should reflect upon us that how are we, or how is our relationship with the Holy Quran? Have we abandoned it? Have we left it? Have we just put it in our shelf to collect dust? Or are we constantly reading it day and night, once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year? Never. What is our condition? Ask your heart. Your heart will never lie to you. Ask Allah to guide you, to make you walk the straight path. And to walk the straight path, it is by reciting the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If the Holy Quran is not shaping your choices, then it is abandoned. We are supposed to follow what the Quran is telling us, what the Quran is teaching us. We don't even want to know what the Quran is telling us, yet we want to act upon everything. We want to fast, but we don't know how to fast. What did Allah even say about fasting in the Quran? When it comes to salah, what did Allah say about salah in the Holy Quran? When it comes to respecting our parents, what did Allah say about respecting our parents? Allah said, don't even say oof to your parents, Hazrat. The Quran says, don't say oof to your parents, which means I won't say oof, but I'm going to shout them, I'm going to swear at them, I'm going to scream at them. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, you must open the tafasir, open the explanation of the Quran. This is why I say we need to build a relationship with the Quran. Open the book of tafsir, open the explanation of the Holy Quran, and you will see that Allah did not just say, don't say oof to your parents. What this means is, don't even do such a small thing that can hurt your parents. Otherwise, Jahannam will become necessary for you. Not the words oof. Even the words oof, but under oof, what comes? The smallest of infliction of pain, or the smallest of pain inflicted to parents, is not allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah meant when it came to the words of oof. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say oof to your parents. But because we don't have a relationship with the Quran, we did not build our relationship with the Quran, how are we going to know what is this blessed advice from Allah teaching us? Best way, open the books of tafsir. Learn from the ulama. Learn from the scholars of Islam. Read the books of Amir Ahl Sunnah and other Islamic scholars of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Read the Holy Quran. Understand what the Quran is saying. Open Kanzul Iman, open Khazainul Irfan, open Tafsirul Siratul Jinan, open Tafsir Naimi, open all these tafasir and learn what is Allah saying, what He meant by it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises some people by this book and lowers others by it. It's a mafhum of a hadith sharif. The same Quran recited by two different people, one is coming as an intercession for that person on the Day of Judgment, and one is coming to punish that person on the Day of Judgment. How? Same Quran, two different people. Same exact ayat, same exact recitation, But why? Because one person ready to cleanse his heart. One person read it properly with proper pronunciation, building his relationship with the Holy Quran. And on the day of judgment, when every single thing left him, the Quran came and interceded for him. But on one side, the person mispronounced the words. Instead of saying Alhamdu, he read something else and made a wrong meaning that could even lead to kufr. Because of that, he was thrown into Jahannam. So we need to build our relationship with the Quran in the sense to realize, am I reading it properly? Am I understanding what I'm reading? Am I reading with tajweed? Am I reading with proper pronunciation? That's how you build your relationship with the Quran. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The greatest or the best person among you is the one who learns Quran and teaches it to others. Don't we want to become the best people? We want to become the best in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a hadith sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one, the best among you is the one who learns Quran and teaches it to others. How are you going to learn without building a relationship with the Quran? How are you going to teach without building a relationship with the Quran? Allahu Akbar. On the day when parents will step away, on the day it will be nafsi nafsi. The day of judgment, you will be there. Your parents, your relatives, your brothers, your siblings, your family members, your friends, your wife, your children, everyone will leave you. But the Quran, when you build your relationship with it, the Quran will come in intercede and say to Allah that, Ya Allah, this person protected me, please protect him on this day. I intercede for this person on this harmful and this great day. A day in which people will leave each other, but the Quran will stand by your side. If you build a relationship with the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu stated, whoever wishes to know whether he loves Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should look at himself. How? If he loves the Holy Quran, reciting it and acting upon it, not just reciting, and acting upon it, then indeed he loves Allah and his beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This love is not a claim. This love is proven by attachment to the Holy Quran. You attach yourself with the Quran, you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The base, the foundation is to build your relationship with the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi said, the sign of love for Allah is love for the Holy Quran. The sign of love for the Quran is love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sign of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is love for the Sunnah. The sign of love for the Sunnah is love for the hereafter. The sign of the love for the hereafter is hatred for the desires of this dunya. And the sign of hatred for this dunya is taking from it only what is needed, that which leads one to the hereafter. Love is a chain, not a slogan. You need to link yourself, you need to have a relationship with the Quran to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith sharif that mentions the virtues of the Holy Quran. And with this, dearest, wonderful viewers of Madani Channel, this is going to inspire us to read the Quran. Not every day at least, but at least once a week, once a month, at least read and understand. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Holy Quran, for it will come to intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. When everything will leave this person, the Quran will come and intercede for that person on the day of judgment. Now, a hadith Qudsi, the one who is prevented by the recitation of the Holy Quran from asking and begging me, I will grant him a better reward than the reward of those who are thankful. Allahu Akbar. So being thankful in the court of Allah is a great action, but reciting Quran and not having time to thank Allah is even a greater reward. But nurun ala nur will be to recite Quran and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three types of people will be on mounts of dark musk, a type of fragrance, and will not feel nervousness nor be asked for accountability until others finish. One is the person who recites the Holy Quran for Allah's pleasure and leads salah, and the people are pleased with him. Another is the people or other people of the Quran, those who recite it and act upon it. Allah loving ones and his special people. Amir Mu'mineen Sayyidina Khalifatul Thalith Dhun Nurain Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would recite the Holy Quran so abundantly that two copies were worn out due to recitation. So much he would recite the Holy Quran, because he knew that in it is the cure for every disease. It is the word of Allah. It is revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once a person complained of sore throat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Start reciting the Holy Quran." Another person complained of chest pain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Recite the Holy Quran." Allah azza wa jal has said, "And a cure for the hearts." I mentioned earlier, there is a cure. Yet there are still so many hearts that are sick. Why? Because we don't have a relationship with the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khairu dawa'i al-Quran." O kam qala alaihi salatu wasalam, the best cure is the Holy Quran. Chest pain, read Quran. Headache, read Quran. Takabbur, read Quran. Jealousy, read Quran. Hatred for people, read Quran. Jealousy, read Quran. You backbite, read Quran. You miss salah, read Quran. You perform wrong actions, read Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure the disease of your heart and make you among the sincere people. It is Quran. Quran is the cure. Quran is the essence of our life. We need to become those people who love Quran so much that we need to try our best to recite it every day, inshallah. We do make intention that may we recite the Quran every day. May Allah give us that istiqamah and that power to recite every day with understanding, even if it is one ayah a day. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, one ayat-e-kareema, one ayat-e-kareema, only one ayat-e-kareema, with understanding as to what Allah is saying, why it was revealed, why He said it. And you will see throughout your entire life, when you learn and understand the Quran, your heart will be cleansed, inshallah. The Quran is a healer of hearts, a light for guidance, and a source of reward in this life and in the next. It is the central to build love for Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Most Muslims don't struggle because they don't understand the Quran. They struggle because they never built a relationship with the Quran. Don't just read it and expect that everything will go well in life. Alhamdulillah, illa mashallah, reading the Quran grants lots and lots of blessings in our life. But if you understand what our Lord is saying, your life will be full of blessings. The Quran is not just a decoration for Ramadan. It is our guidance for real life. It teaches us how to walk, how to talk, how to be good, how to not fight with your parents, how to love your children, how to spend your wealth, how to look after your health. Every single thing is in the Quran. We just need to have the eye and the heart to understand what it is saying. Such a beautiful waqia, such a beautiful story. Sayyidina Amir ibn Khalifatul Thani, Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, before he accepted Islam, he came out with the intention, everybody knows this, he came out with the intention to, ma'adullah, kill Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what happened that changed his heart and made him read Kalima? There's one thing. When he heard the recitation of the Holy Quran, it changed his intention and his heart, and he accepted Islam and became among the Khulafa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was Quran and Quran alone. Subhanallah. There is cure for everything in the Holy Quran. We just need to open our heart to understand. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One last waqia about how great this Quran is. Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi alayhi once became very ill and fell into a coma. Now, presuming him to be dead, his close relatives gave him ghusl and kafan and buried him. Yet he was in a coma, he did not pass away. But they gave him ghusl, put kafan for him and buried him. When he returned to consciousness in his grave at night, he was shocked to find himself buried. In fear and worry, he remembered, whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in difficulty, Allah Azza wa Jalla removes the difficulty and turns hardship into ease. He understood this, he remembered this, he started reading Quran, he started reading Surah Yasin. When he completed 39 recitations of Surah Yasin, a shroud thief began digging his grave. Realizing this, Imam Nasiruddin Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the 40th time in a very low voice, so the thief would not hear. As he completed the 40th recitation, the grave was fully opened. He came out alive. Out of fear, the heart of the shroud thief failed and he died. Imam Nasiruddin Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not return to the city immediately. Instead, he returned during the night. And he went to door and door saying, I am Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Seeing me in a coma, you people thought I was dead and buried me by mistake. But I am alive. After this incident, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote Tafsir of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Subhanallah. The power of Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is part of the Quran. What is mentioned? Whoever recites it 40 times. 40 times. In difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his difficulty. He just reached 39 times and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already showed him that he sent through that thief to dig him out of the grave and protect him. So we as believers should also reflect. When did the Quran last correct me? I'm doing so and so sin. But I read in Quran, this is not jayz, this is not permissible, this is the tafsir, this is teaching me how to become a good person. When last did we realize that Quran changed me? When last did we even open the Quran? Do I only open it in Ramadan? Or do I only open it in front of people so they can call me the one who loves Quran and recites it every day? Allahu Akbar. So, finally, closing on this, one ayah, one tafsir, one translation, every day, and you will see your life will change for the best. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He constantly builds our relationship with the Holy Quran. And whatever is it that distracts us from reading the Quran, may that be removed from us. Ameen. Bijai khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa
sallam. Hold tight the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.